The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, April 18, 2023. Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero assured that Cubans will never forget the invasion of their territory by the U.S. government on April 17, 1961. The head of government recalled on the social network Twitter that on that day, a group of mercenaries made an unsuccessful attempt to snatch the sovereignty obtained in the revolutionary triumph of January 1, 1959. On that historic day, some 1,500 men recruited, trained, and financed by the Central Intelligence Agency arrived to the Ciénaga de Zapata, one of the most isolated regions of Cuba, as part of Operation Pluto, approved the previous year by President Dwight D. Eisenhower. The Cuban patriots took some 1,200 mercenaries as prisoners, and on April 24, 1961, President John F. Kennedy acknowledged his government's involvement in the invasion. This was the first major failure of the United States on American soil, and which revealed the island's decision to defend its socialism. Vietnam's National Assembly Chairman Vong Dinh Hue left Hanoi for Havana on Tuesday to begin a 10-day tour from Cuba to Argentina and Uruguay. Dinh Hue heads a high-level delegation in response to invitations addressed by his Cuban counterpart Esteban Lasso, Argentina's Chamber of Deputies President Cecilia Moreau, and Uruguayan Senate Speaker Beatriz Argimon. The visit of Dinh Hue and his delegates to Cuba is an approach to broaden and deepen bilateral cooperation in several fields, as Vietnamese ambassador to Havana, Le Thanh Thung, said in exclusive statements to Prensa Latina. It constitutes an expression of the relations between Vietnam and Cuba bequeathed to us by the top leaders of both nations, Fidel Castro and Ho Chi Minh, Thanh Thung pointed out. The Minak Phao Green Climate Fund project is providing machinery and implements for the restoration of degraded land in Cuba, an official communique stated. A report from the Cuban Minister of Agriculture explained that this alliance with the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization benefits those territories and is aimed at solving many problems. The message points out that 7 Cuban municipalities highly vulnerable to climate change report such actions with the acquisition of agricultural machinery and technologies for the restoration of 35,000 hectares of degraded land. Such a solution is part of the climate resilience in Cuba's agricultural ecosystem project, which began in 2020 and will run until 2027. The program includes efforts by MINAG, FAO, and the Green Climate Fund, the document noted. The state of Chihuahua will be a significant part of the 27th National Meeting of Solidarity to be held in Mexico City on April 29 to 30. Idania Ramos, an official at the Cuban Institute of Friendship with Peoples, made the remark at the end of a working visit to that entity in which she verified the progress in preparations of the State Committee of the Mexican Movement of Solidarity with Cuba, organizer of the national meeting. Cuban hero Ramon Lavagnino will attend the meeting, and as vice president of Cuba's National Association of Economists and Accountants, he will explain the situation of the Cuban economy and the damage caused by the U.S. blockade on the island and its people. For her part, Ramos gave a lecture on the achievements of the Cuban Revolution despite such a cruel and long blockade and the people's determination to continue resisting as it has done for more than 60 years of aggression and economic war by the U.S. government. She congratulated the people of Chihuahua and all Mexican brothers and sisters for the way they are working to organize this new national meeting that will bring together delegations from several entities at the Vicente Lombardo Toledano Workers' University in Mexico City. One of the most surprising trips to Cuba is related to Cienega de Zapata, the Zapata Swamp, an outstanding wetland that attracts the gaze of tourists from all over the world. This scenery has a great record of flora and fauna, a true Cuban feast for the senses of travelers seeking adventure and active relaxation. Experiencing a wetland is a novel proposal, full of color and surprises. It is one of the most interesting places in Cuba, in the southwestern region, and with an exceptional panorama of various types of marsh ecosystems. The Zapata Swamp constitutes a natural refuge for thousands of migratory birds from North America. There are 16 species of reptiles, including Cuban and American crocodiles, iguanas, lizards, boa, and various types of frogs. And in the international agenda, we have that Mexico's Attorney General's Office charged former Attorney General Jesus Murillo involved in the disappearance of 43 Ayotzinapa students for alleged responsibility in torturing Felipe Rodriguez of the Guerreros Unidos cartel. The Federal Public Prosecutor's Office blamed Murillo Caram for the crimes of torture, forced disappearance of persons, and a coalition of public servants during a virtual hearing behind closed doors in charge of Felipe Delgadillo at the Federal Criminal Justice Center of the Reclusorio Sur. The Special Investigation and Litigation Unit of the Ayotzinapa case did not request any precautionary measure since the former prosecutor has been under justified preventive detention since last August for the crimes he is being tried for, which he would have committed by operating to make up false evidence to support the historical truth of the Ayotzinapa case built by himself. In July 2020, a video was released showing Tomás Cerón de Lucio, former head of the Criminal Investigation Agency, a fugitive from justice and granted asylum by the government of Israel, participating in an illegal interrogation in which the victim is shown being tortured. According to the prosecution, the purpose of such torture was to force him to declare what he was being told to declare so as to justify the so-called historical truth invented by the government of former President Enrique Peña Nieto, who, however, has not been prosecuted and lives luxuriously in Spain. Meanwhile, Argentine President Alberto Fernández confirmed his participation on May 5 and 6 in a summit in Mexico to define regional strategies against inflation. During an act in the city of Benavides, in the province of Buenos Aires, the president pointed out that Latin American leaders are aware of the serious consequences of this phenomenon for citizens and assured they are working in the search for a joint solution. On the 5th of this month, the heads of state and government of 11 countries in the area, including Bolivia, Brazil, Cuba, Colombia, Chile, Venezuela, Argentina, and Mexico, agreed to form an alliance to face problems such as the high costs of products and to strengthen integration and trade. The participants in a video conference meeting expressed their willingness to join efforts to guarantee growth and development that promote inclusion, equity, and sustainability of the food and nutritional security of the people. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.